Hello and welcome to the Modern Salesman Podcast. As always, be sure to follow and subscribe for new episodes every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen. We're also on Instagram, LinkedIn, as well as at our website, www.themodernsalesman.co. Thanks. Today, we will be talking all about etiquette basics for in-person selling and how you can make the most out of your face-to-face interactions with clients. We will also be answering in-person etiquette questions from some of our readers and listeners like you. And finally, we'll go over our takeaways that you can use to achieve your sales goals this week. Let's get into it. Depending on your business, you might spend a lot of your time doing in-person selling. Sometimes you may never meet your clients face-to-face, but today we're going to talk about those in-person sales calls and meetings where, you know, you really get to make the most out of that personal relationship with those clients, and you need to know how you're going to act in the presence of these important people who might be your next big deal that you're trying to close. Usually, if a sales process or your product is very complex, you know, the time from, you know, meeting this client to closing the deal could be weeks, it could be months, it could even be years, really depending on how complex what your sales process is. So, I mean, you're likely going to build a relationship with this person, and, you know, you might even become friends at the end of it. So the sales etiquette that you have during your interaction, especially on that first meeting, is a really key part of advancing this relationship. So let's talk about everything that you need to know for etiquette and in-person selling. Let's talk about when you arrive to your meeting or meal. So you need to always remember that you are representing your organization. When you're out in the real world, you need to pretend like you are the physical manifestation of your company or your product or your brand. You know, you need to act like it. If you're selling, you know, a luxury, you know, lifestyle brand online and you're trying to meet with people who want you to, you know, represent their products to your own followers, you need to represent that in real life. So dress properly for the location and the occasion. The way you dress not only signifies the amount of respect you have for yourself, but also the amount of respect you have for that client and the topic of your meeting. So you need to embody what you think that they're going to want to see from you in this deal and embody what your company and your brand represents. You need to be early. So, I mean, don't be on time. Don't arrive right when the client arrives. Do not let them beat you there. Be early. Like, the number one thing you can do to sour a relationship before it even starts is being late. Make sure you're early every single time. And when you're there, you need to be present. You know, everyone is connected to their phone. You want to just check, you know, Instagram or check your emails and make sure you're up to date on all the latest news. But, you know, when you're there with this client, it needs to be just you. You should treat it like you're on a date, you know, with a new, you know, boy or girl. And you're just trying to make sure that they know they have your full attention and you're focused on them. You should always bring a notebook and a pen. You know, you'll be glad you have it because then you're not going to be writing on a napkin if something important does come up, like a phone number or a specific person who you need to speak to further your progress in the deal. But, you know, it also sets the tone that you're here to do business. You know, you wouldn't show up to a dinner meeting with a friend, just a dinner with a friend with a notebook like it's a meeting. No. But for this, because it is a meeting, even if it's a meal or if it's just coffee, you should bring a notebook because it adds to the sense that you are here to do business. And that something important is likely to come out of it that you might need to write down. You also shouldn't use their first name until they ask you to, unless you've already kind of established that with them, maybe via email. And they're a bit more cordial. Now let's talk about your etiquette at the table when you're eating or having coffee. So the first thing you should always do is have a reservation, first of all. Nothing looks worse than being unprepared or being unable to secure a table for this meeting that you supposedly had planned for. You should let the restaurant or cafe know that you're going to be there with a client when you make this reservation. You can even let them know to bring the bill just to you or to prepare a specific cocktail or drink that the client, you know, that the client likes. They're going to help you out with this interaction if they know you're there to do business, because they ideally think you're going to tip well. You should never come hungry, so eat a snack beforehand. This is a meal for you and the client, yes, but you're not there to eat, you're there to do business. So you don't want to be staring longingly at that steak maybe you don't get to finish because you're talking so much. You should never drink alcohol unless your client orders it first. One drink at lunch is fine, and two over dinner is the absolute maximum. No shots after the fact. Depending on your relationship with the client and the nature of your business, so if it's more casual or more formal, I always try to order only something that you can eat with a knife and a fork. So like a steak or like a salad or, you know, maybe a dish, like an entree, just because you don't want to be fumbling around with, you know, the biggest, messiest burger or tacos, you know, and just making a mess everywhere. No one wants to look at that in a business kind of meal setting. You also shouldn't order anything that takes an exorbitant amount of time. So if you order the slow roasted lamb shank and your client orders the salad, you're going to be waiting 30 minutes for that lamb to come out. If it's just a quick business lunch and you know you want to be in and out within an hour, order something that's easy. You know, sandwiches or salads or like plated entrees are always good. Now, at the outset, you should try and speak more. You know, when you're talking, you're going to allow that client to calm down and just enjoy their time sitting there with you and maybe to get to know you. You can maybe discuss your history with their company or discuss, you know, a recent anecdote or story that happened to you that's, you know, fun and light. And that way they can kind of dig in and actually get to eat some of their meal. So try and speak enough that they can get the chance to eat. And then when they're speaking, you may now eat, but try and just take small bites. You don't want to be slurping up spaghetti or chewing down a massive piece of beef, just, you know, rushing through it so you can get a couple words out. You need to be ready to speak at any moment. And when the client is done eating, you should be done eating. You never want to have them sitting there watching you finish, you know, the meal that you've neglected to eat because you were talking most of the time. Obviously, make an effort and don't be rude to the staff, but cover the plate with your napkin and just signify that you're done eating when they're done eating. And you should always offer them coffee or tea after the meal, even to go, you know. A latte to go from the restaurant is a very nice touch. You can walk and talk, maybe go sit outside, or even sit at the table and discuss over that cup of tea. You should also just be generous with any server gratuity and never ever let your client pay. I mean, it's going to go to your expense account anyways, or come out of your commissions from the deal. So it's just the cost of doing business. And, you know, if you let those servers know that you're going to be there doing business, hopefully they've helped you out as well in the interaction. So you want to treat them right. Let's talk about talking business. So first of all, this is relationship building. You know, you're not in a boardroom. You're not, you know, arguing over a conference table. This is a meal, you know, it's relationship building. It's not the kind of place where you hammer out the details. So don't expect to ask or get answers to any questions that require much more than just a yes or a no. This isn't the time of place for those specifics like numbers and dates and budgets, you know, just the general things. And especially not during the meal, you know, keep it light, keep it social. You should always note anything important your client says, though, because they're probably thinking the same thing. So if they're mentioning an important date or person or, you know, a certain specification, you want to make sure you write that down so your client feels heard. And this is, you know, not during your meal portion, but I mean, if it's that important, absolutely take out your notebook and write it down so that they feel heard. It's also going to help you because then you can reference that detail later on and follow up on it. During the meal, And when talking business, it's important to get the answers that you want. You know, usually when you're on the phone or you're on email, people can dodge your questions and, you know, maybe not give you the full response that you're looking for. This is your opportunity to be able to read their body language, get their tone of voice and their facial expressions, and get the true answer if they're actually looking to buy or if they're actually ready to move forward with the contract. Now on to closing and your follow-up after the meeting. So you should never leave the meeting upset or with anything left feeling unresolved. So make sure the client is satisfied with everything you've talked about, anything you've agreed to. It's all been kind of finished off nicely and tied up with a bow so that there's that feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction. You should always shake hands and smile, you know, even if they might not be a handshake kind of person, just maybe make a little attempt at it anyways, and they're going to think that you're formal, and it, again, it reinforces this business aspect of your meeting today. You want to confirm verbally the next steps you are going to do on your end, and also what your expectations are of the client for their next steps. Again, we always want to be closing to those next steps. If you don't say, okay, well, I'm going to go back to my office, I'm going to get you those numbers that you needed, and then we're ready to move on to the deal, then no one really knows what the next step is. These are your action items. Always confirm verbally your next steps. So you want to allow them to leave first and make sure that they're all set for their transport. So make sure they get into that taxi. Make sure they are walking off in the right direction. If you're walking in the same direction, walk with them, you know. Just make sure that they get to leave first and that they're all set for transportation. You don't want to run off and drive away in your car and then they're left standing in the rain. Now, before the end of the same day, you need to make sure you send a follow-up email to thank them for their time. And then again to confirm anything you already followed up on or will be working on shortly. So you need to confirm those next steps now in writing so that it's very clear. You're reinforcing the next steps you agreed upon so things can continue to progress forward. Now, for bonus points, and depending on your industry, I know I certainly did this a lot in the luxury travel industry, write a handwritten note or a postcard and put it in the mail just after your meeting. It'll take a day or two to get to them, but they're going to receive it in their office, and they're going to think, wow, that person I had a meeting with the other day was so nice and so thoughtful that they popped a little handwritten card in the mail right after our meal, and now it's here. It's a beautiful little card or image, and I'm just going to set that on my desk. People don't throw away cards. They don't throw away beautiful images. They're just going to set that on their desk, and they're going to think of you and think of the business that they're doing with you and your company every time they look at that all week long. At the end of the day, in-person selling is all about representing your product and your brand and your organization well. So you need to always remember, be on your best behavior, but don't grovel. Remember your manners, and that's with everyone, so servers, people you might see on the street. You need to be present, so you're not on your phone, you're not on your computer, you're not staring at the TV, playing the basketball game behind your client. And you need to come prepared, because you shouldn't be writing on a napkin or referencing your cell phone or laptop for minor details. Okay, time for some of our questions from our readers and listeners. Our first question's coming from Jennifer. Jennifer says, I'm a real estate agent and I feel awkward asking my clients out to a business meal sometimes. How can I initiate or ask for a sit-down meeting in a no-pressure way? Well, Jennifer, I mean, sometimes it can feel pushy if the client is not really responsive to your, I guess, to your advances, right? To meet in person. They might want to keep the relationship more business focused. So as their real estate agent, they might not want to see you unless they're looking at a house. You know, they might think that, you know, spending time with you is a little bit too much to spend social time with you. What I would do in your position is try and keep it casual. Don't place the expectation that they should be joining you, but always ask them and always keep it open-ended. You know, hey, after we see a couple places, I thought that I would go out and grab a bite to eat downtown. I know a really great place. You're welcome to join me if you'd like. And if the work you're doing for them is going well, they're going to be more likely to want to come and join you. And then you can just ingratiate yourself more and build that relationship. In more of a corporate setting, I think it's a lot easier to set that business lunch or to set that afternoon coffee, that morning coffee. In your like real estate setting, I would maybe just start slowly with it. So bring a coffee to your next meeting. Say, hey, I'll meet you at this house so I can show it to you, that new listing you wanted to see. Hey, I'm going to stop by Starbucks on the way. Maybe I can pick you up a latte or something. What do you take? And, you know, that's a good way to start more of the social aspect of your in-person meetings. I hope that helps. So our next question comes from James. He says, sometimes over coffee or a lunch with clients, they'll confide personal details about their lives' problems to me, and I'm unsure if I should share intimate details about my own life to reciprocate. How much is too much to share with a client? James. Well, this is definitely a tough one. I mean, if you've been doing a lot of in-person selling, particularly into the evening, let's say, you've probably spent a fair amount of time with clients. I've spent weekends with clients, and you're learning a lot about them. The more time you spend with someone, even if it's a business relationship, the more personal aspects of your lives are going to seep into your conversations and your interactions. So you're asking if you should share intimate details about your own life to reciprocate. And I would say yes, but sparingly. Again, when you're in person, and really when you're working, and you should treat any in-person interaction with a client as work, you are representing your brand and your company. Let's say your client shares, you know, that they were unfaithful to their spouse. Well, I mean, maybe you've been in a similar situation of your own, James. I would hope not, but well, that might be true. You don't want to judge your client, but you also don't want to sully the reputation of your brand or you know, darken the clouds around your company. But you should never make the client feel judged. So I would say identify them, share as much as appropriate. So, you know, don't share the gory details of every single issue you've had in your life, but, you know, maybe intimate to them that, you know, you have experienced some of the same things, or you know what it's like to go through some of the things they're going through, and you can relate and you do care. But again, you're representing your company or your brand, so you want to keep it clean, so to speak. So be caring, show your compassion and reciprocate, but only as necessary and as appropriate. So I hope that helps. Okay, so let's go over our key takeaways for in-person etiquette for selling. First, you need to always come prepared. You need to know everything there is to know about your client, about your product, and about this meeting and specific deal. Bring a notebook because you don't want to be left writing on a napkin or scrambling for a pen and paper. You need to be present because this is a singular meeting. You're meeting with this client, this important customer, and you're here to do something specific. Be there, be with them, and that's all that matters. You need to remember your manners. It's important that you treat everyone with respect, particularly your client, but everyone around you, including yourself and the situation that you're in. This shows respect for the meeting. And most importantly, you need to be on your best behavior, but don't grovel. You need to show the best sides of yourself and your company and your brand, and you're going to make sure that this in-person meeting is a smash success. Happy selling.